So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Mem Tes stated Hoyna Arba Kesef Me'eser Vabar Kesef Lesela Shtus Lemekach. The rate of Hoyna is 4 mois for a transaction of 1 sela, which is 24 mois, a rate of 1/6. A sela has 4 dinar, and each dinar has 6 mois for a total of 24 mois. The Mishnah continues Ad Masay Motel Hachzer Ad Kadesh Eiro Letagar Ole Kraivay. The short-changed party has the right to renege on the agreement for the time it takes to confirm the price with a merchant or relative. However, Hay Reb Tarfon Belud, Hay Na Shmoyne Kesef, Me'esrim V'Arba Kesef Lesela, Shlish Lemekach. Reb Tarfon ruled in Lud that the rate of Hay Na is 8 mois for a transaction of 1 sela, which is 24 mois, a rate of 1/3. The Mishnah adds, V'Samchu Tagari Lud, the merchants of Lud were pleased with this ruling. However, Amalem Kol Hayayim Mutal Lachzer. Reb Tarfon added that the shortchanged party has the entire day to renege. They reverted to the ruling of the Rabbanim. The Gemara offers two explanations for their initial reaction and their subsequent reversal, depending on how we interpret the machlekes Reb Tarfon and Rabbanim. According to the Rabbanim, in the case of shtus, a discrepancy of 1/6, yodei al hel yoyna, rotza chayzer, rotza kainu, machzer ayna. The shortchanged party has the option to renege on the deal or get back the difference. In the case of pachis mishtos, a discrepancy of less than 1/6, kana umachzorina, the transaction is binding, but it gets back the difference. However, bechtei sheiro letagor lekrayvay. In both cases, these rulings apply only within the time that it takes for the buyer to show it to others and confirm the correct price. After that amount of time has elapsed, the transaction is binding and he does not get back the difference. And the Gemara assumes paches mishlis l'Reb Tarfon kepaches mishtos l'Rabbanan. Reb Tarfon treats a discrepancy of up to less than 1/3 as the equivalent of less than 1/6 according to Rabbanan, and that it is binding, but he gets back the difference. Therefore, initially when Reb Tarfon said shlish l'mekach, samchut hagari lud, the merchants were pleased because in the case of mishtos ad shlish, a discrepancy of 1/6 to 1/3, they gained according to Reb Tarfon because l'Rabbanan havi chazar b'chdei sheira, or Reb Tarfon kano machzer ena. According to the Rabbanan, the buyer can renege on the deal, while according to Reb Tarfon, the buyer cannot renege, even though he gets back the difference. And so the merchants had a smaller risk according to Reb Tarfon. However, Reb Tarfon added kol ayoyim mutalachzer chazul devichachamim. When Reb Tarfon added that the shortchanged party had the entire day to renege, they reverted to the ruling of the Rabbanan because in the case of Pachis Mishtus Oishtus, a discrepancy of less than 1/6 or 1/6, they gained according to the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan, b'chdei sheira, umash v'le'ihu kol ayoyim. According to the Rabbanan, the buyer has a limited time to discover a discrepancy, while according to Reb Tarfon, he has an entire day. And so the merchants had a smaller risk according to the Rabbanan. Rashi continues to explain that we might ask, although in the case of less than 1/6, they gained according to the Rabbanan because of the more limited time, but in the case of more than 1/6, they gained according to Reb Tarfon because the buyer cannot renege. So why did the Tagari Lud revert to the Rabbanan? Rashi answers, Noich lem shetehi chazor b'tech k'dei sheira v'mloi havi mechila. They preferred the smaller risk in the case of more than 1/6, according to the Rabbanan, of the buyer being able to renege, but only for a limited time, and after that time elapsed, it is binding, and the buyer does not get back the difference. Rather than kano umachzorina v'hoyu leishoz kaliyem, rather than the greater risk in the case of less than 1/6, according to Reb Tarfon, of the buyer having the entire day to discover the discrepancy and get back the difference, even though he cannot renege. And Taisus adds that oina paches mishtus mishtus shchicha, oina yes mishtus loy shchicha. A discrepancy of less than 1/6 is more common, while a discrepancy of more than 1/6 is less common. Therefore, overall, the opinion of the Rabbanan was better for them. The second explanation is as follows. According to the Rabbanan, in the case of shtus, a discrepancy of 1/6, yodei alal yoyna, ratza chayzer, ratza kaina, umachzorina. The shortchanged party has the option to renege on the deal or get back the difference. However, only b'chdei shira letaga or lekrayvay, only within the time that it takes for the buyer to show it to others and confirm the correct price. However, paches mishtos, a discrepancy of less than 1/6, la'alta hav mechila, the deal is binding immediately because we assume that he waived the difference. And, mishtos v'ad shlish l'Reb Tarfon kishtos atzmo l'Rabbanan. Reb Tarfon treats a discrepancy of 1/6 to 1/3 like a discrepancy of 1/6 according to the Rabbanan, and that the shortchanged party has a limited time to renege on the deal. However, he agrees that paches mishtos mechila hava, if the discrepancy is less than 1/6, he waived the difference. Therefore, initially, when Reb Tarfon said Shlish Lamekach Samchut Hagari Lud, the merchants were pleased with his ruling for one of two reasons. We know that according to the Rabbanon, Yaisi Bishtos Batol Mekach. If the discrepancy is greater than 1/6, the transaction is not binding, and either party can renege on the agreement. Therefore, if Bitol Mekach Loilum Chayzer, if there is no time limit and one can renege at any time, but Reb Tarfon Nichlu Tvei, the Kamash V'loi No Kalayim V'sulai. They gained according to Reb Tarfon because the buyer can only renege that day. If bitul mekach bechdei shiro l'tager, if it is also limited to the time it takes to confirm the correct price, samchu b'shtos atzma. They gained according to Reb Tarfon because we must say, as Rashi explains, that a discrepancy of 1/6 is included in the category of less than 1/6, where the buyer cannot renege and does not get back the difference. However, when Reb Tarfon added kol yemut lachzer chazul debechacham. When Reb Tarfon added that the buyer had the entire day to renege, they reverted to the ruling of the Rabbanon, because k'mafsid lehu b'shtos l'Rabbanon mechdei sheira ulu dedei kol hayom. In the case of 1/6, they gained according to the Rabbanon, who limited to bechdei sheira, as opposed to Reb Tarfon, who gives the buyer all day. And they preferred the gain according to Rabbanon in the case of shtos, rather than the gain according to Reb Tarfon in the case of yesi m'shtos, because ayna m'shtos shchicha, ayna yesi m'shtos lo shchicha. A discrepancy of 1/6 is more common, while a discrepancy of more than 1/6 is less common. Furthermore, in the case of Yais Mishtos, Bein La'ilam Chayzer, Uvein Shaz Kalayim, Hana Portahi, the Shaz Harbe Yeshli Malach Kalayim. The time limit is only a nominal gain, because one day is ample time to discover the fair price. Therefore, overall, the opinion of the Rabban was better for them. The Gemara rules on the different categories of Aina. Amar Rava, Hilchasa, Pachis Mishtos Nikna Mekach. A transaction with a price discrepancy of less than 1/6 is binding, and the difference is waived. Yisrael Shtos Batal Mekach. If the discrepancy is more than 1/6, either party may renege. Shtos Kano Umachzor Aina. If the discrepancy is exactly 1/6, the transaction is binding, but the difference is returned. Both Aina and Betel Mekach are only applicable within the time it takes to confirm the correct price. These rulings disagree with the Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph, according to which Pachis Mishtos Kano Umachzor Aina, Yesu Ashtos Betel Mekach, Shtos Yode Alal Yaina, Ratzel Chayzer, Ratzel Kainu Umachzor Aina. And the Gemara cites a brayse in which this is indeed a machlekes. Reb Nosson rules like Rav, and Reb Nasi rules like the Mishnah.